Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, 2 days before her birthday on July 4th.
Oh, my.
If you get nothing else from today's call, we want you to write down this sentence. Opportunities multiply when they're acted on. Let me say it again. Opportunities multiply when they're acted on. God wants to multiply everything in our lives.
Deuteronomy 8:13 in the classic Amplified Bible says, "And when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all you have is multiplied."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for sure.
Here are 7 ways God wants to multiply you. First, multiplication can take place even when you're facing adversity. The early church started growing rapidly and daily after the day of Pentecost, when the persecution started. They separated and multiplied. That's kingdom math.
Acts 6, verse 7 in the classic Amplified Bible says, "And the message of God kept on spreading, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and besides, a large number of the priests were obedient to the faith in Jesus the Messiah, through whom is obtained eternal salvation in the kingdom of God." Acts 9:31 gives us the secret to the church growth. "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied."
I like that, the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. The Message Bible translation of Acts 9:31 says, "Things calmed down after that, and the church had smooth sailing for a while. All over the country, Judea, Samaria, Galilee, the church grew. They were permeated with a deep sense of reverence of God. The Holy Spirit was with them, strengthening them. They prospered wonderfully. As they were obedient to his principles and precepts, multiplication took place through his word." Acts 9:24 says, "But the word of God grew and multiplied." The Message Bible translation of Acts 9:24 says, "Meanwhile, the ministry of God's word grew by leaps and bounds."
Dr. Charles Stanley, renowned pastor and author, said, "Adversity is always unexpected and unwelcome. It's an intruder and a thief, yet in the hands of God, adversity becomes the means through which
his supernatural power is demonstrated." Sorry, I just had to jump in there and finish that off. It's so good.
What a powerful quote. Second, God can multiply what you've got while everyone around you is decreasing.
Think of that. Psalm 107:38 says, "He blesses them also and so that they are multiplied greatly and allows not your cattle to decrease."
Third, God wants to multiply the days of our lives.
Oh, I like that. Proverbs 9:11 in the classic Amplified Bible. "For by me, wisdom from God, your days shall be multiplied and the years of your life shall be increased."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, for sure.
God wants to multiply the length of our lives through his wisdom, which is his word.
Amen.
Knowledge of his word will multiply the number of days that we have on planet Earth.
Proverbs 9:11 in the New Living Translation says it this way: "Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life."
Fourth, God can multiply peace in your life regardless of who's in power.
Think of that. Daniel 4:11 in the classic Amplified Bible. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, to all people, nations, and languages that dwell on all the earth, may peace be multiplied to you. Excuse me, that was Daniel 4, verse 1. I apologize.
We can have grace and peace multiplied in our daily lives, regardless of which political party is in power. Our peace is not dependent on politics, thank you, Jesus, and world events. We need to delight on the words found in 2 Peter 1:2.
2 Peter 1:2 says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The Amplified Version, Classic Amplified Version of 2 Peter 1 verse 4 says, may God, grace, God's favor, and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary goods, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts, be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Wow. That's a great passage.
That's a power-packed passage.
It is. Fifth, never forget who brought multiplication into your life.
Hallelujah. Hosea 4, verse 7. Hosea 4, 7 in the Classic Amplified Bible. The more they increased and multiplied in prosperity and power, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame.
When we seek Him, God will show us many, many visions of things that He will manifest in our lives. In fact, Hosea 12:10 in the Classic Amplified says,
I have also spoken to you by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions for you and have appealed to you through parables acted out by the prophets.
Wow. Six. The fruit of the Spirit will be multiplied in your life.
Jude 1, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible. May mercy, soul peace, and love be multiplied to you.
Seventh and finally, God will multiply our personal relationship with Him.
Hallelujah. I like that thought. 2 Peter 1, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, it's a mouthful. This is it. May grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts. I like freedom from moral conflicts.
Yes.
Be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Now let's go a little further. Matthew 14:16-20. Honey, I'm going to read this one because I love this. 14:16-20. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give you them to eat. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat. They did all eat, and were filled. And when they took up the fragments, there remained 12 baskets full.
Multiplication.
Every time I read this passage of Scripture, I'm reminded of a very powerful message the Lord gave me some years back when He told me to tell His children to never be hypnotized by the appearance of lack.
That's a good teaching, and I remember it well. You know, things can seem one way and be totally the other way. But, you know, until kind of reminds me of when Elijah opened the eyes of Gehazi.
Mm-hmm.
He went out and saw a multitude of the Samaritan host. They were encamped around about them. And Elijah said, oh, no, there's more with us than there are with him.
Hallelujah.
Open his eyes, Lord. And when he opened Gehazi's eyes, his servant, he saw the host of heaven
Hallelujah.
Up in the sky, all crowded around him. I'm telling you, the spirit world is so much more real than the one we live in, and yet we can be hypnotized by what we see or perceive to be the reality, when really it is not God. God will never leave us or forsake us.
That's right.
He has a plan, even if you don't know what it is. Can anybody say
hallelujah
and praise his most holy name?
There are several things we want you to see in the scriptures we just read.
Amen.
Matthew 14:19.
And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass.
First, Jesus brought order to the situation, and that's what we need to do. If you're in financial trouble right now, you need to bring order to your situation. You ever seen a movie, TV program, or perhaps experience in real life, a situation where someone loses their job and their house becomes a wreck? Looks like it was hit by an internal tsunami. That's the worst thing a person can do. Order never comes out of chaos. Discipline determines your direction. Second, Jesus started with what he had, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And let me just tell you, this little boy didn't just run through Long John Silver's. He had expensive fish. Don't have time to get into it, but he did. See, we need to start where we are with what we've got.
Matthew 14:16. They have no need to go away. Need them to eat. We have enough to eat and plenty to share.
No matter how deep your debt or intense your despair, you have everything God requires to have your needs met and plenty to share. Well, let's say it this way, plenty to spare and to share with others.
Hallelujah.
It's interesting to note what the disciples wanted to do to the hungry people. They wanted to send the multitudes away.
Get rid of them.
When we take what we have, give it to God, and ask him to bless it, break it, and multiply it, we're taking our problem of insufficiency out of the natural realm and releasing it to the supernatural for a solution. When we release what we have to God for him to bless it, we're opening the door for supernatural increase.
Mark 10:29 in the Message Bible says, Jesus said, mark my words, no one who sacrifices house, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, land, whatever, because of me and the message will lose out. They'll get it all back, but multiplied many times in homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land.
Hallelujah.
But also in trouble. And then the bonus of eternal life. This is once again the great reversal. Many who are first will end up last, and the last first.
Too many believers think that they'll only get heavenly rewards. But Luke 18:29, in the Message Bible translation clarifies.
Yes, said Jesus, and you won't regret it. No one who has sacrificed home, spouse, brothers and sisters, parents, children, whatever, will lose out. It will all come back and multiply many times over in your lifetime. And then the bonus of eternal life.
We'll be rewarded right here on planet Earth right now. Plus, we get the bonus eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Now that's what I call, well, a blessing.
Amen.
A huge blessing.
A multiplied blessing.
A multiplied blessing, because that's what God wants to do in our lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.